This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The biggest battle that we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment Podcast, we will be interviewing individuals who have done that, who have gone through the struggles, who have tried to create a reality and all that they could. And when all the odds were against them, they made the impossible possible. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for being on the podcast and taking this journey with me as we go through and discover different avenues to break through those limits, different avenues to help you expand your reality so that you can evolve into the person that you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The beauty of sin. As we discuss all about sin, what is it? The ultimate secret of sin. Sin has been something that has been exposed to me all my life. When I was born and raised Italian Catholic, guilt and sin and being a sinner and all that stuff was really ingrained, programmed, conditioned into my mind in saying that I'm just a sinner. And, you know, at first I was like, okay, but as I got older, early, preteen era, I started to look at things in a different perspective. I started to challenge and say, it doesn't make sense how I'm this beautiful, charming, loving new being that came into this world, and I'm already flawed. I'm this perfection, right? Two cells turn into 35, 75 trillion cells within 9 to 10 months. And practically a miracle. But yet I'm a sinner. I'm flawed. It just never added up for me. And it kind of put me on a quest. It put me on a journey to start looking at things in a different perspective. Wanted to understand what really is sins. So, as I just wrote my book, Rediscover Your Greatness, which is out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to empoweryourreality.com and check it out and get actually a signed autograph, 10% off, and some free shipping within the 48 states. That is – I talk a lot about this. I bring this up in the first chapter.
And in today's podcast, what I want to do is just talk briefly on what really sins is all about. Where did it come from? What's the history and truly understanding sin? Do we all sin? By all means, yes, we do. Is it from the religious concept? Not at all. It's something a little different. And so I want to take you on a journey today to really just start to explain a little bit about what sins are and really give you a different perspective so you can start to look at sin in a whole different way, especially if you come from a Christian Catholic type of background. So when we look at sin, you can Google this. Look at the origin of where the word comes from. And where sin truly comes from is actually from archery. In archery, bow and arrow, trying to hit the bullseye, they call a missing the mark a sin. And so when you are trying to hit your target, when you are trying to hit the bullseye, hit where you want to go with that arrow, when you miss, you've created a sin. You've missed your mark. You've missed where you wanted to go. Now, simple concept, but it changes the programming of the mind. You see, words program us. How we look at them and view them and use them program our mind. It becomes a fabric of a reality. So when you look at the explanation of sin and you take it from the context of archery where it came from, now you start to look at your life and go, I am a sinner. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I sin. I sin all the time. It happens. Not all the time, but you get what I'm saying. I sin often. How many times have you been off mark? How many times did you want to do something and you didn't do it? How many times did you have a vision or a purpose and you didn't achieve it or even start doing it? How many times have you drifted away from the things that you love to do for who knows how long and then caught yourself in that moment? That's sin. Sin is being off purpose. Sin is being off your vision. Sin is being off the things that you choose to do, the reality of what you want to experience. That's truly what sin is all about. It's about not doing something that you truly want to achieve. It's not doing something that you truly want to master. And so when you look at sin and it's all reality of what it is, now you understand that sins are really just not being on purpose. It's not doing what you love. It's not doing that brings you joy. It's not doing something that comes from the soul. That's sin. And so how, if you're listening to this podcast right now, how can you, as you evaluate, are you in a state of sin? Are you sinning right now? Or are you on purpose? If you're not on purpose, take a look at what has drifted you away. And usually it's just life in general. You let distractions get in the way. The distractions of life start to pull you away a little at a time. And as they start to pull you away a little at a time, all of a sudden you get caught up in the noise of life and distractions, and you start to lose yourself. You start to lose your vision. You start to lose your purpose. You start to lose what makes you happy and joy. Sometimes when I'm working with married couples and they have a newborn that just had, and you can tell within like 4 to 6 months, you can tell if it's putting stress on the marriage. And children will do that. If you have children, you know that. I don't yet, but I could only imagine from what I've seen. And the thing is I always tell the married couple is that when it comes to your life, don't give up on what created what you guys have. And I tell them, don't, this is creating sins. Don't pull away from what it is you love to do. When's the last time you guys had fun? When's the last time you were kids? When's the last time you went out and did just something that was just fun and exciting and different and not just doing the same old? In your life, look at that. When's the last time you had fun? And I say this, and I know this from firsthand because I'm a type A personality. I am a task-oriented. I love to get things done. I don't know how to sit down. If you read my book already, you understand why. If you haven't, check it out. I talk a lot about my upbringing, and a lot about the benefits of what that taught me, but also the negative side to that. And so when you look at, in my life, I always have to, my wife is great at reminding me, hey, let's have some fun. Hey, let's go do this. Hey, let's go do that. And it stresses me out sometimes. It'll be like, oh yeah, I got these things to do, or I want to achieve this, or I want to get this done. And she'll just be like, take a break. It's the weekend. Take a break. Or, you know, it's a Friday morning. Why don't we go do something different than you catching up on things? You know, weekends I don't work at all. I don't do anything. But on Fridays I play catch up, record my podcast and so forth. And so for her, she helps balance me out. She helps to keep me in that state so that I don't create sins. I don't get off my purpose. I actually stay on purpose, especially in my marriage and everything else. And so when you look at sins in a whole reality, it plays every aspect of your life. Marriage, relationships, family, health, spiritual, mental health, physical health, career, social, economically, financially, and so many more. excuse me. When you end up having to go ahead and look at your purposes in all these areas of your life, you're sinning in some of those anywhere. You know, in life, it's just very common to focus on other areas and you end up losing out on other sides of it. You know, we try to keep that whole arena as balanced as much as possible. And so when you look at life, when you look at your relationships, where do you want them to be? Are they at where you like them at? What is missing? When you know what's missing, then you know more of what you want. When you look at your mental health, right? This is mindset. How are you? Have a racing mind? Are you always feeling like you're busy? Where are you at with that? Or are you in a calm, collective, centered place? When you go ahead and look at your physical health, muscularly and overall health in general, is it where you want it to be? And if not, there's sins. If it's financially, if you're looking at your financial health and you're going, you know, I just wish I was making a little bit more money. I wish I had this, or I wish I was able to afford that or go on this trip. Okay. Well, where is it? What is it that you would want it to be? Right? Focus on what it is you would want and then just do that. Because when you're not achieving something, and this is a tough one for me because I always love how I give advice, and sometimes that advice is what I need to hear too. There's things in life where you want to be at a certain level, but you're sitting there going, man, I don't know why I'm not there. And the reason is there's nothing happening to you. It's just your focus. And we'll, you know, we'll dive into this in another podcast, but it's one of those things. And it's knowing that you have sins. You have sins that you're creating that's taking you off purpose. You're focusing on other things than what it is you desire. You're focusing on other things than what it is you choose. And so when you look at it on a financial aspect, that's another perspective. But then you also have spiritual. You also have, you know, again, career and family and so many more. So you look at those arenas of your life and really take a moment and look and say, what's really going well right now? Which one of those do you really enjoy? And then you take a moment and look at the ones that you're not. And the ones that are not are probably because you have sins there. You're off purpose. You're letting distractions get in the way. And it could be something as a nuance as, you know, married couples will complain about their spouse or about something. Or if you're not married, it's in a relationship. You'll complain about something. But the complaint only creates more of something to complain about. So careful on what you're complaining about or stating of, because you're going to create more of that. Instead, focus on what it is you want to create. What is it that you want to have? Right? If you want to have a joyous relationship where you're going out and having fun and you guys understand each other and you're communicating well and you have support for one another and you appreciate one another and you respect one another and all that good stuff that comes along with it, put your energy into that. And by God, if you just continue to focus on it, you'll make it happen. And you won't create these sins that continue to take you off purpose. You won't create those sins that miss the mark. You won't create those sins that you get close, but you don't nail it right where you want it to be. So when you look at your life, again, when it comes to sins, it's as simple as that. This podcast is going to be a little short because there's not too much else I can dive into on this as of now without going into other bigger topics. But I wanted to share with you what sin really means. And just to recap, sin means missing your mark, missing your purpose, missing your vision, missing your goal, missing what it is you want to choose to have in your reality, your life. And when you start to look at your life, when you start to look at where are you at, you're going to find things that you have sins at. But make sure you look and say, okay, I realize this is where I've been distracted at, because most of the time it's a distraction pulling you off your purpose. Once you start to look at that, that is the moment in time when you can start to shift gears and start to realize, all right, I have to practice and focus a little bit more. And it's just like archery. If you've been missing the mark and this is your first time throwing a bow, you know, using a bow and arrow, you're not going to hit bullseye that many times. You may hit it here and there, but you're not going to hit the mark all the time. But you have to continue to be focused. You have to retrain the mind. You have to start to work on mindset. When you start doing that, then all of a sudden you start getting closer to the bullseye. You start hitting the mark a little bit more. And you keep doing the work. Now time, which everybody wants to know, when does that magical time come? Truth is, no one knows. But we do know that if you do the work and you continue the focus on what it is you want, stick onto your purpose, stick onto your target of where you want to go, and you just continually focus and work towards it, it is by law. Hear what I am saying here. It is by law. This is universal law. This governs all life on this planet, all life on other planets, all the organisms and systems within the universe, all are abided by these laws. It is by law that you will make that happen. It just takes time and space to create. So, excuse me, as we close here, continue the focus, continue the practice, look at your life of where sins are happening, and make sure that you continue to always focus on your target of what you want. Because when you're not hitting your targets, it means you're creating sins and distractions. You're creating distractions that are allowing sins to happen.
Thank you for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you rediscover who you really are, to break through those limits. For connecting with us on social media, please check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/empoweryourreality. You can check us out on Twitter. Our handle is DrVic21. And also check us out on Instagram. It's instagram.com/DrVicManzo. And as always, if this show you found to be helpful for you, by paying it forward and sharing this podcast with someone that you know who could benefit from it. And last but not least, if you liked the podcast show, please give us a review. 5-star. We'd appreciate that. Thank you for listening to the Mindful Experiment, helping you discover your infinite potential.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.